Yes, cause I'll never die. All righty then. This is a special request.
Yeah, thanks, Kobe.
Dr. Pete wanted this song. So some of you regular listeners go like, what just happened? No problem. Back in Black. Well, even though we're dressed in white.
Hey, it's good for him. You got to mix things up. We'll do a little Beastie Boys next break.
I had a song about pain. And here people have pain in their ears right now. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Gesundheit with Jacobus. I am your host, Jacobus Hollowine. With me in the studio, Dr. Pete Sikorski from the East Main Medical Clinic in Bozeman on 1104 East Main Street. And it is a walk-in clinic, kind of an urgent care, but not completely urgent care, but really a walk-in clinic, family physician, for whatever needs you have. And I've been fortunate enough to go, I should say fortunate enough. I had some issues coming up, coming back from my vacation, and I needed treatment. And I said, of course, that's where I'm going. And I had excellent treatment, and I'm very glad that I went. And I told Dr. Pete, I said, I've asked you before, and I'm going to ask you again. Do you want to come on my radio show? And he said, what am I going to talk about? I don't know. But we are here. We're halfway done, believe it or not.
It's been easier than I thought.
It's what everybody says. By the time 10 o'clock hits, they go like, oh, I have so much more to talk about. We only have 1 hour. Caller, good morning. Thanks for joining the show today. What's your name? How can we help you?
Hi, this is Carol.
Hey, Carol, good morning to you.
Good morning, dear. So I just wanted to talk about two products that you haven't mentioned yet. I think, though, that you're right. Diet eliminating sugar is the best thing you can do. But there's two products that I've worked with. One's called Avazia, and this is an electromagnetic stimulation approved by the FDA for chronic pain. Oh. So if you just go to Avazia.com, it's an amazing company with an amazing story.
A-V-A-S-I-A.
No, A-V-A-Z-Z-I-A.
Z-Z-I-A. Okay.
Right. And it's distributed all over the world. They have more approvals in the than they do in the U.S., but they do have FDA clearance for chronic pain. Fabulous. And then they also have one for facelift, which is what I use it for, but
yeah,
that's another show.
Sure.
So, and then the other one is called Sierra Sil, S-I-E-R-R-A-S-I-L. I worked with this company on and off for 20-plus years. They did clinical trials on arthritis with very strong success, and it works in 7 days. So,
yeah, that's great stuff. I remember we used to carry the Sierra Sil.
And you still can if you want to.
You bet. Well, that's good. I'm glad you remind me of that one because I don't know, people, it was such a rush at the time for the glucosamine and the collagen and the hyaluronic acid. And I think that it kind of fell by the wayside. You need to know why you come in. So I'm glad that you bring that up again.
All right, my dear. Do a great job. And I didn't hear the beginning of the show. What type of doctor is Dr. Pete?
I'm an urgent care physician.
What kind of urgent care? So you're an MD?
I'm actually a DO.
Wonderful. That's even better.
Glad you think.
Do you have a practice in Bozeman?
Yeah, East Main Medical Clinic. It's a walk-in practice or walk-in urgent care. I don't do family medicine there, meaning I'm not a primary care physician, but we pretty much take care of everything across the board. And if we can't handle it, we get you where you need to go.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Pete.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
You guys have a wonderful day. Blessings.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, for those of you who did miss the beginning of the show, Dr. Pete is owner and provider of East Main Medical. He has a physician assistant. He has a nurse. He has front desk people. Office manager, Ella, and now there is Melissa, is new.
Right? Melissa's manning the ship today.
There you go. And so the gamut of treatments that he has, besides doing physical, sports physicals, wellness exams, he treats upper respiratory infections, allergies, allergic reactions, pharyngitis, tonsillitis, mononucleosis, skin conditions, tendonitis, bursitis, sprains, strains, wound care and stitches, minor dermatological surgical procedures, which he did on my fingers, including wart treatment, ingrown toenail removal, benign skin lesion removal, and they even have some limited on-site laboratory services for strep, rapid influenza, monospot, urinalysis, H. pylori, and there are additional tests that are being sent out. And that is part of the spectrum of services that you provide. But anybody is welcome to walk in and to just ask if they have a certain physical ailment or something that worries them, to just ask if you can help them with that. And I have to say, the first time I was shocked to see that it wasn't very expensive, because I expected to spend my retirement over there, and it wasn't. It was very inexpensive, and your service is great. And I tell you that depending how busy they are, they really spend the time with you. If it just takes a half hour, it takes a half hour or longer, whatever is needed. And they come in and they check you over, ask questions. Matt asked me all kinds of questions. Alex came in first and took my blood pressure after I just had two shots of espresso, and was a little worried about the heart rate going up.
And I think you still passed.
Yeah. Then the other one, I was 110 over 70 or something, and they said, okay, well, it's all good, after I had a glass of water when another time I came in. So does coffee raise blood pressure? Not on everybody, and me it does, but I like it.
Yeah, I'm usually good. I can get a half a pot in me in the morning, and I'm still okay.
It didn't work for me. But in any case, I was just amazed. I mean, Matt is asking me all these questions and simple to answer. And then he said, it sounds like this and this and this. And then if necessary, they confer with each other and come up with a solution. And you came in the room and asked some questions. And so you get this full service at East Main Medical that you never feel you're a patient. You never feel you're inferior. You really treat you as a person, as somebody who has complaints, like we all have complaints at times. And you try to get to the bottom of it. And I really appreciate that. And I do hope that people, if you don't know, and I, because Bozeman Deaconess is so busy and so active and promoting and this and that, which is fine. We sometimes forget the private entrepreneurs, so to say, who say, you know what, I can provide service for you, and we do a lot of good stuff. You're in and out before you know it, and if there is any issues, we send you on to the next specialist or to Deaconess Hospital if that's what we feel you need. So I highly recommend try East Main Medical. And if you need to know, they're right across, they're slightly up the hill from Lindley Park, or across from Scrubby's Car Wash over there, the Buggy's Car Wash.
Buggy Bath.
And then it's eastmainmedical.com, eastmainmedical.com, and the telephone number 587-3788. If you have anything going on right now, little infections, whatever, you want to have their help, go to see them today till from 8 to 3 p.m.
And tell them Jacobus sent you. Yeah, Jacobus. $10 off your
There
visit.
You go. That's true.
That's right.
First time.
That's another thing. Yeah. Anytime somebody comes in as the first time, we always give them a $10 off discount as a first patient.
Yes.
We try to be affordable. I would say that, my research shows that, I'm about close to half the price of pretty much everybody else in town, for the same type of walk-in service.
Yeah.
Not always, but I can almost guarantee you will be cheaper, but we try to make it affordable.
Yes, I think that when I walk in, it's been about $90 a visit, and if you up to 120, and it's been and then if you take the coupon, and we have them at the store, by the way, at Gesundheit, we have the little pamphlets. You can take one, and then when you go, you just take it, you get $10 off. So that is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I would say our average office visit is about $90 to $100. I mean, procedural things, if you have to come in and get stitches, or we have to send you for x-rays, obviously there's added cost to that, but we still try to keep it much more affordable than a lot of other places in town.
Yeah.
Okay. And, perfect. We run the gamut of things that we see there. I mean, pretty much any body system, something can go wrong with it. We try to handle it, jack of all trades, master of none. And if we can't get it figured out, we'll get you hopefully an answer, or at least get you where you need to go. And there are times that people come in and, right from the get-go, we just tell them, look, this is not the right place for you. hell, I'll even bring them back and do a quick eval just to make sure that I'm telling them the right thing. But, you know, you can get them out of there and get them to where they need to be at, certainly at no cost to them. I'm not going to charge them.
Something
to tell them
do.
I didn't do, you know, I didn't do anything for you. I'm not going to charge you for it. But, I mean, give us a try. We'll definitely see if we can help you.
Yeah, that's good. There was a text. I can give the answer, but I'm going to let you answer it. Does Dr. Pete's office accept Medicare?
That is a no.
Mm-hmm. And explain us again why.
Well, Medicare and Medicaid, the two government insurances, require electronic health records. You know, I'm a throwback. You're going to see me with a paper chart in hand. You're going to see me looking at you the whole time versus my back to you, you know, pounding on a keyboard. I do that because, one, I don't like electronic health records. I don't think they do anything for, doctor-patient interaction, and certainly it doesn't really add anything, especially in urgent care setting. Primary care in the hospitals, it's a different gamut. But the cost of having an electronic healthcare system is pretty significant, and it basically adds to the overhead, and then I have to charge higher prices to everybody else. There are four other walk-ins in this town, in Bozeman proper, that do take it, so people have choices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm running my business with a low overhead, so I can pass cost savings on to the patients that do come in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I have my own thoughts about some of these things, and maybe we get to it. I want to ask you, still confusing, what is the difference between a strain and a sprain? I think one has to do with swelling, and one is on the muscle, and one is on the ligaments or something.
Typically, we use sprains to describe ligamentous injuries to joints.
Ligaments injuries to joints is a sprain.
And that's the way I use the term sprain, strain. Okay. You might have a strained muscle, which is a minor injury to a muscle that might involve stretching or even mild tearing, versus sprains that we use to describe injuries to ligaments, and they're graded. You can have a mild stretch to a ligament, you can have a partial tear to a ligament, or you can have a complete disruption of the ligament. The term, for the most part, is used a lot of times interchangeably, but I mainly use the term sprains to ligaments and joints, and strains to muscles.
I see. So strains is to muscle, and sprains is more dealing with ligaments.
That's my version.
No, that's good.
Somebody out there might say, no, that's not right. But hey, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, because it is on your website, and I go, what again is the difference? Because sometimes I say, well, I got a strain. Okay. I that sounds bad. So I guess you have pain. But what does it mean? So that's why I thought I'd ask. I'm sorry.
It's a great question.
Okay, so question. We see more and more people with a chronic disease. In spite of all the improvement in health in this country and the rising cost of healthcare and a lot of people participating in it, we see still cardiac problems on the rise, cancer on the rise, arthritis on the rise, Alzheimer's on the rise, autoimmunity, Hashimoto's, vitiligo, lupus, all these are on the rise. You have a certain feeling why that is. You and I were talking before, and you say, I do see that there are causes of things where we are just not disciplined enough in our own life, self-care, that can trigger a eventually chronic disease. Would you like to explain that, please?
Well, hell, the world's a more toxic place now than it's ever been.
Sure.
the amount of, let's just say the foods we eat, the air we breathe, you know, what we're taking in, lack of exercise. I mean, it's multifactorial. And, you know, there are people that have superior genetics that go through this world that, you know, they have no problems. There are some of us that are born with underlying, you know, let's just say bad luck genetics, and, you know, we have disease states. But I would say, you know, based on, you know, my experience, you know, I don't think most Americans eat well. Their diet is horrible. They're probably not getting enough exercise. You know, smoking is still prevalent out there. Too much
is
alcohol.
Is that right? You still, smoking is still, is it not really coming down as far as percentages is concerned? Or is it, you still feel, well, maybe we're lucky over here that not too many people smoke, at least in public places, but I think in the bigger cities.
Bozeman, sure. Compared to, well, I just went back to Western New York for my high school reunion. Huh. You go back there, you know, people are eating chicken wings, pizza at the bars, drinking, smoking. You go outside the bar, there's always five or six people outside smoking. I mean, it's not like it was back in, you know, the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I mean, smoking has
declined.
But, you know, it's still out there. And, and again, I mean, people, it's a toxic world. It's a stressful world.
It is. It's
tougher to, you know, get ahead nowadays. And so you add, you know, stressors on top of that. You know, people just, we're not as well. I mean, we're eating more processed foods. You know, how many people are, you know, growing their own food in their own garden and eating fresh vegetables? I mean, everything seems to be processed. I mean, the most affordable foods seem to be the prepackaged and processed foods that people rely on. You know, full of, I mean, it probably has less nutrients and more preservatives and everything else in it.
Yeah.
It's just, I think we just live in more toxic, stressful world, and it takes a toll on our health.
Plus, we have this feeling that we have to feed the world, you know, so you have to, it's all about yield. So how much can we produce every year and get a good price for it and survive on our own and put money aside for eventual retirement? And I think, therefore, that the overspraying of the soils and of the crops has depleted of essential minerals. And minerals are so important as far as enzymatic functions in the body are concerned that we eat food that looks like the right food. I mean, if you look at harvesting products, they look, they're not even done yet. They're really not ready. Then they go into these cool houses, warehouses, and they're sitting over there. Then they're being shipped wherever they go. And then they still have to go on your shelf and sit there for a week or two before you finally get it. Or they have like so many cases of tomatoes. Well, these tomatoes cannot look red yet, because if they look red, they're going to be done. Right. And we don't sell enough. So you see that the whole procedure of not only producing food that makes it look good, but when we harvest it, when it's not done yet, it's almost like having a premature baby. You know, they're not ready yet. You know, they're not ready. And so here you have all these premature vegetables that are already shipped to stores and then held over there till they look good enough to serve. And then you still have them in your house for a week. So the nutrients, just like you say, if you don't grow your own vegetables, then, you know, then you are, are you really getting all the nutrients in there, or is the soil depleted because we try to overproduce in order to feed everybody? And I think, therefore, that over time, over generations, we have started to lose certain nutrients that are essential. Now, on top of that, in the last 50 years, if you look at the changes that we have gone through in electronics, but also in technology and more research, and many researchers are simply justifying their product based on their own research, and that they at some point just had to approve and get through the whole system so that they could start making money on it. So when people buy processed food, it may look like the right food, but if you actually look at the nutrients, and luckily we have all these labels that you have to put on it, so at least you can read it. But
yeah, but how many people do?
How many people do that? That's right. And so the other thing that I find is that people used to be able to have a lunch break and go home and have lunch, or they would go somewhere and really enjoy a lunch. Today, people are so busy and they use the lunch break to run to the gym to get some exercises in. And then they eat on the way back to the office. They scarf down some sandwich or whatever they eat, and then they go back to work. None of that is healthy. Food is seen not as a essential fuel for the body and the mind. It is literally seen as, well, something I need because I crave it. And most things that we eat, as soon as they hit the tongue, they nourish the brain. The brain says, okay, I tasted. Oh, that tastes really good. I'm ready to go again. Because if our blood sugar drops, it usually means the brain is running out of sugar and we start getting a little jittery and we get a little irritable, hangry, right, is what they call it. And so they want to eat something. But if you actually were to nourish the body, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect at this, but it takes about 2 hours when you eat something, when you chew it and you eat it, you cook it, etc., when it goes into the digestive system, before it is broken down, before it actually gets in the bloodstream and goes to your cells and gets absorbed by the cells and does something. So who has time for that?
Well,
just take
something that
tastes good.
People's mindset on food and how they use it is definitely. Obviously, we don't work as hard physically as we used to. More people sit at desks.
Yeah,
You know, hitting keyboards and looking at their computers versus doing manual labor.
Yeah.
You know, is that a bad thing? Well, no. I mean, manual labor is hard, but we're not burning as many calories. You know, we tend to rely on processed foods more than going home and preparing meals like we used to. You know, people use food as a drug. People use stress eat. I mean, that's their, you know, de-stressor. Obviously, as a nation on a whole, we eat way too much food. You know, I mean, the obesity rates in this country are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just walking through Chicago O'Hare Airport, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm just looking at them. Oh my God.
Wow.
We are an unhealthy society.
Huh.
The amount of obesity, the amount of people that are being wheeled through the airport because they can't walk from, you know, one side to the other. You know, and then you hear people who, you know, talk about food as, you know, the enjoyment aspects of fine dining and all that. Well, I mean, that's fine on a, you know, occasional basis. But I mean, if you're, you know, the so-called foodie who's out eating rich foods every night and not getting enough exercise, you know, you're going to develop problems with, you know, coronary artery disease or hypertension or diabetes, or at least put yourself at risk. Not to say that you will, but, you know, it's just our relationship with food in this country and lack of exercise. I mean, you know, lifestyle, most disease states that we see coming in, as well as cost to the,
let's carry this into the next segment, folks. Dr. Pete Sikorski, East Maine Medical. We will be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Health experts, witnessing them at the top of their game every Saturday morning on Gesundheit with Jacobus.